You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
You are listening to the number one horse podcast in the world. Here's your entertaining look at the horse world and the people in it.
It's Freestyle Friday, and I am Glenda Geek in Ocala, Florida.
And I am Jamie Jennings, and I'm in Norman, Oklahoma, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for Friday, March 15th, episode 3387, brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, horse people.
It's Friday, and another weekend of riding is a few short hours away. Jamie and Glenn are here to help you make it through the day with some fun guests and some really bad ads. Enjoy the show.
Well, good morning, everybody. Thank you for joining us on this Friday. We have a fun show planned for you today. Valerie, Colette, and Janine are joining us to tell us about their amazing rescue of horses from a flooding stable in California. Made the news, and one of our auditors is friends with them, so we wanted to get them on to tell that story. Plus, we're gonna do some other stuff in the show today. Jamie has to, I'm gonna make her make a decision later. We have some really bad ads coming up. Hey, what is it? A couple of weeks ago, we talked about Shane Rose and the whole Mankini controversy in Australia. Now, Shane is a Olympic level eventer and actually last week just qualified for the 2024 Paris Olympics. So we remember the whole Mankini story. We spent some time on that. Well, unfortunately, he's recovering in the hospital after a bad fall in a cross-country schooling. Get this, he's 50 years old. Keep that in mind. He is in intensive care with breaks and fractures in his legs, hips, and ribs, and also a severe concussion. He apparently took a really nasty fall. The horse is okay. He's okay, but he's in ICU. He's already had surgery to stabilize his femur and pelvis. I mean, how quickly things change, especially in the world of horses, but we wish him and his family and the whole Australian team the best. What a thing to happen. And he was just schooling. I mean, you know, this stuff can happen anytime. You know, it's just, I become
more and more aware of that the older I get, by the way.
That stuff can happen.
Happens anytime.
Yep. That's true. And it's usually stupid stuff that happens and that you get hurt, right?
Schooling. Yeah. You know.
I mean, look at you. You're going in for your shoulder again, right? You set the time, you said?
Well, here's the problem with that, Glenn, is I scheduled the surgery because it's like, you know, just being old and having shoulders that have been used. I scheduled the surgery for July 2nd. And then I came home, told Chad, and he's like, you're teaching a clinic for a week in July in Colorado. When is that? Oh, it's the 15th. Okay, so we're going to have to revisit dates. So I called the place and I was like, hey, I need to potentially reschedule that clinic. And they're like, oh, no, everybody's coming. I think you can't.
Well, you could just show up with your arm in the cast and talk. You can talk.
Sure.
Yeah. Sounds like a perfect thing to do, actually, when you're recovering.
I'm sure people who would love to pay to have me stand on the ground and tell them what to do as opposed to ride with them is fine. You know, it's fine.
Oh, this is that ranch place, too.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very involved. So I'm
maybe the
have
week
to,
after the clinic.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a good time to do it, though, in the heat of the summer when you can't do anything else, basically.
Exactly. Yeah. That's the plan.
All right, let's do some Daily Winnies. Two auditor birthdays this weekend. A very happy birthday to Angelina Cantrell and Hillary Borneman. Now, I noticed something, and this is crazy to think about. Talk about time flying. Hillary Borneman's been an auditor since we basically started in 2016. That means we have given her 8 happy birthdays.
Maybe, unless you forgot them.
Isn't it crazy to think we've given 8 happy birthdays to one person? We've been doing happy birthday so long.
That is amazing.
It is amazing.
I always told you this whole birthday thing was a bad idea. And look, the life, I was wrong. I admit it.
Yeah. Miss one, we find out how important it is.
My daily Winnie goes out to the amazing team here at the Horse Radio Network. Thanks to Ashley for filling in. On Wednesday, I will talk about where I was in the post show. But thanks to everybody for jumping in. I mean, literally, I didn't know that I was going to miss it until 5 minutes before. And so, Glenn, thank you very much for being super cool and just being like, go, go, go. We got it.
It's a godsend having Ashley around, because when she jumps in, it's like she had planned on being there all along. So it's so easy to do shows with her.
Nice.
Your big horse, I saw you posted about him. What's his name?
Giacomo Heat. I think that's how you say it.
You're posting about him, and you said when we were together last that you gotten this big horse in, was he almost 17 hands?
Yeah.
And that you were just, he's a big, gentle giant. And
oh my God, thoroughbred. He's so sweet.
You still
so
feel that
sweet.
Way?
Yeah. So today we are, hopefully a farm boy can find the way out of school today. We've been riding him Western and kind of doing some fun stuff with him. We're going to take him on a trail ride today. But yeah, if anybody is looking for a husband horse, this horse, Giacomo Heat, he's adoptable through Horse and Hound. He is 4 years old. And this is the most even-tempered giant thoroughbred I think I've worked with. And I've had a bunch of them come through, and he's just one of those that, like, oh, he's special. Now, he does have an old bowed tendon, but he's been rehabbed and fine on it.
99% of the thoroughbreds have an old bowed tendon.
I know. It's so true. But, yeah, he's available, and he's just – I just think he'd be like a really cool husband horse, like somebody who likes a trail ride and put their husband on one and go out. Yeah, I think that's what he's good for. So,
well, I did mention this one to Jennifer because, you know,
So I
will mention that also we've been preliminarily approved for the mortgage and everything to get the new house out at the farm. And we were out there with the permit guy yesterday. So the permits are being filed.
But, and you're already horse shopping for her. I love it.
I did mention this one to her, and she said, I don't want one that's bigger than the one I have now. At the age of 60 plus, I really want one that's smaller than the one I have now, not one that's bigger, because I thought he'd be perfect and maybe I could get on him occasionally. But she does have a good point about the big. What did he stick at?
So and again, remember, he's 4. This will change, but he sticked at the withers at 16.3 and at the ice, just for fun, I sticked him up above his butt, and that was 17.2. So he's got some evening out to do. He's not even calendar year 4 years old yet. So he will definitely get bigger. But like when you go out, he's the first one that just comes meandering up like a Brontosaurus, like lumbers up to the
head with the picture.
Yeah. He's a big boy. He's a big boy. But I just got a new one in call. And this one is really, I love you. You asked me before the show about names. And they're like, what do you call him? And I'm like, I call him Giacomo Heat because that's his name. Because when I first started training off the track thoroughbreds, I'd give him like all a little barn name. Well, I didn't know it's going to do 160 of them, Glenn. I was like, good Lord, I can't come up with all those names. So now I just call them their own names. And I just got one in called Forgiven. And I was like, that is a cool name.
That is a cool name. A lot to live up to. or you're going to have to be forgiving him all the time for all the bad things he does. I'm not sure how I feel about that name, actually. It could go any which way with that name.
I was thinking Clint Eastwood, the Western, yeah. The Forgiven. That's what I was thinking about. Not like...
Which was a hard movie to watch, too. So
exactly.
I'm not sure how I feel about Forgiven. I'd have to change that name, I think. All right, we're going to talk about, or we're going to hear from Kentucky Performance Products, and then we're going to go to our guests, Colette, Janine, and Valerie, who did some horse rescuing and saving in California during the recent flash floods.
This Nutritional Minute is brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products. One of the most common mistakes seen in feeding programs is the underfeeding of commercial concentrates. Commercial concentrates are textured or pelleted feeds that provide energy, protein, vitamins, and minerals. Some common manufacturers are Triple Crown, Nutrina, Purina, you get the idea. Every commercial feed has a minimum amount you must feed in order to meet a horse's daily vitamin and mineral requirements. For most commercial concentrates, that level is somewhere between 4 to 6 pounds per day. A lot of horses will get too fat consuming feed at that level, so owners and barn managers feed less, and rightly so. It's not healthy for a horse to get too fat. However, if you are feeding less than the recommended minimum amount to your horse, you are not providing your horse with adequate nutrition. Microphase Vitamin and Mineral Supplement from Kentucky Performance Products can solve your problem. Microphase can be added to the diet as needed to fill in the nutritional gaps. Packed with nutrients but low in calories, you can adjust the feeding level of Microphase to meet your horse's requirements. Learn more about Microphase by visiting kppusa.com. Got questions about your feeding program? We can help. Email Karen at questions@kppusa.com or call us at 859-873-2974.
Well, unfortunately, we couldn't get Colette and Valerie on the phone this morning. I don't know what's going on with their cell signal, but we did get Janine on. Janine, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Now, Janine, you tell us first about the stable where all of this happened. Where is it located? What kind of stable is it?
It's located in Bonita, California, in San Diego County. It's a boarding facility with 60 horses.
Oh, wow. That's a big boarding facility in San Diego.
Yes.
And is it all kinds of horses, Western, English?
Yes. It's every kind of horse, gated horses, quarter horses, Andalusians, everything.
Wow. Okay. And it's right beside the Sweetwater River, right?
Correct. It runs right at the back of the stable. We're just adjacent to a golf course, and it runs between us and the golf course.
And is the river usually just a meandering stream? Is it a good size?
It's a meandering stream. That would be the best way to put it. It is a tidal flood plain that we're in, and that area is meant to handle, you know, excess water.
Has it? We're going to talk about the flood and what happened, but has it flooded like this before, or was this something that's pretty rare?
This is pretty rare. Actually, that usually can handle a lot of water, even when they've opened the dam during, which the dam is really close to us, within a quarter of a mile. It's handled all the water.
Got it.
But this time, it was different. The ditch had not been maintained by the County of San Diego. It was completely overgrown with reeds and palm trees and all sorts of stuff. So the water couldn't flow very easily.
So this obviously happened during the torrential rains that you guys had, which were record-breaking rains anyway, and they came in pretty hot and heavy. So I assume that when it came over the bank, it happened pretty quick.
It surged, and it was just immediate. We got about 4 inches in an hour, which for California is
a
lot of rain.
Yeah, that's a lot.
And it drained, actually, the two cities above us. Each drained their urban runoff into that area also. And so between the urban runoff and that being clogged, it just caused an immediate flood. The water probably came up 10 feet.
Wow. And of course, it brought all the crap that the city didn't, or that the county didn't clean out, came down with it.
It did. And also, we have a swap meet above us. And the swap meet has a ton of trash. And so all the items that weren't sold and just left washed, you know, down with that and collected against a breakaway bridge that happened to be right behind the stables within, I'm going to say, 10 yards of the corrals.
So this is a situation where everything that could go wrong did.
It was a perfect storm.
Yeah, so, yeah, literally. So
yes.
Now what happened? Tell us about what happened. Some of the boarders started to show up. Colette and Valerie were some of them, and then you showed up. So what was the situation when you guys arrived with the horses?
Well, when I arrived, because that's what I can talk about, Valerie had called me, and Colette had called her. And our three horses were at the lowest point of the ranch, and they were starting to get water to their belly. And by the time they got down there, it was to the top of their backs.
Oh, wow.
And all the trash and everything came down with that water in a really hard flow. And as it came down, all the trash accumulated against the pipe corrals and bent them completely around their shelters with the horses in them.
Holy crap. Literally.
And, of course, our sewer was right there, too. And so the sewer, of course, erupted.
Oh.
So there was sewage in the water, too. And so when I got there, Colette and Val had already gone down the hill, and I looked down, they were going into the water.
Oh.
And I advised them, you know, we love our horses dearly, and we don't want anything to happen to them, but I don't want you to die either. So the bridge had already come off this abutment and had a lot of debris blocking it. And all I could see was them getting washed away against that debris and drowning, you know.
Yeah.
So they, you know, as they went down and said, no, they were going, I said, okay, listen to me, you know, you're going to hold on to the pipe corral the whole way, try and stay out of the water a little bit, and then, you know, try and lead the horses. And then once they got them to a little higher spot, there was nowhere to go. The pathway out of the stable was cut off, out of that area. But there's an extremely steep bank right behind the corrals. And one of the people that works for the ranch came down at that point, ready still. And he went down and grabbed those horses and took them one by one straight up a hill that I wouldn't believe they could have gone up.
Wow.
And he was a hero, too. And then the other worker at the ranch, Felipe, he lives there, and his family is there. And their house started flooding in, like, 2 feet of water. So he went to deal with his family. And Mauricio kept going down and bringing horses up, and the girls kept trying to get horses out, and some of them were not cooperative, and I told them, just leave those horses and go to one that you can catch and take those out first, and if there's time, we'll go back for the others. So they did that, and we got all the horses out. So all I did was really direct.
So, and they're doing this in rushing water. I saw the, you know, I saw some pictures and stuff. They're doing this in rushing water with all kinds of crap in it, literally and figuratively.
Literally.
We often think, what would we do in a situation like that? Would we have the guts to do that stuff? And I think when it involves our horses, we would.
I think people think of their horses as their family.
Yeah. I mean, whether it's stupidly, we would do it, right? In some cases, you know.
Yeah, it is. It is. And it was very foolish. What they did was foolish.
And you've involved in rescue, too. We talked about that a little bit before we started the interview.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you kind of know. But I'm glad they did. I mean, the horses all got out. Everybody's okay?
Oh, yeah. Everybody's fine. Everybody's fine. So we're probably all together, the amount of horses that were taken out were probably 12 to 16.
Wow.
So, I mean, they worked real hard. And then as fast as that water came up, the water started to recede.
Wow.
And so there were more horses than that, but they weren't in the lower part of the stable. So they were in better shape. Everybody got wet. I mean, 6 inches to 3 feet of water up over their backs, depending on where they were. And then all of our tack sheds were right there. And the river came in. And it just picked those big tack sheds up and took them downriver. So we got there and we watched our tack sheds float away.
Wow. And I saw some of the sheds were pretty good size. I mean,
they were really good size sheds, right? They were probably 4x4 and 6 feet tall.
I guess a final question. Oh, by the way, Jamie, would you have dived in head first into the poopy water to save your horses?
Of course, Glenn. Of course. Without a doubt. Yeah, totally.
Now, Jamie's 5'2". If the horses, if the water was up to the horses' top of their back, Jamie's drowning at this point. So like,
you know, honestly, you know, listening to this, I'd have run after my dang tack shed.
You know, you don't realize how much is in there till it's not there.
That's so, probably true.
Yeah, and water's so dangerous and scary, and it can just suck you down. I'm terrified of water anyway, but yeah, I mean, gosh, what a horrible decision to be faced with. I have learned, Glenn, that I am not one that's going to jump into action. Like, somebody can be choking next to me and I'd be like, hey, I think that guy's joking. Like, I mean, that's just how it's going to be. Like, I wish I was better at that, but I'd be like, my saddle!
At least you're honest. So, I guess the final question is there anything that could have been done to prevent it or to, that, you know, would have, it just came up so quick and it's one of those 100-year things, right?
Yes, it was. And we, you know, we feel bad about what happened. Because, you know, of course, it's our horses. But in San Diego, there are people whose houses had rushing water through it, you know, up to the point where they had to go on the roofs of their houses. And I think it all came down to maintenance. The flood channels have not been maintained. And so all the houses that flooded, and we're talking hundreds and hundreds of people. I mean, it was brutal. It picked up all their cars and tossed them into piles. I mean, we're talking... This was a huge flood. Little maintenance goes a long way,
and,
you know.
And that's probably the county said, we're in a drought for the last 15 years. What do we care, right?
It's, as the jungle.
Yeah. I mean, that's what they did. Channel. They went, we don't have to deal with that now. We're in a drought. It's not a problem.
Yeah, we're in a drought. Don't worry about it. Yeah. We'll use the money for something else. But they have been cooperative. They've been very responsive. I have to say, they brought out emergency funds and at least cleared a little bit of the channel just under the bridge that's now on the ground. They dug a hole. So a little bit of the water, because it keeps raining here, can flow through. And they've done that with the other flood control channels. So, you know, we are getting there. Well, I think they've learned their lesson, you know.
That's okay, because they're going to be in court for a long time dealing with everybody suing them for lack of maintenance. So.
They are. And the poor people with their houses
sued
them in 2018 because the exact same thing happened. So yeah, I think they'll be in there for a while.
Well, I'm glad everybody's okay. And tell Colette and Valerie that we're proud of them for doing what they did and getting the horses out. Whether it was the wisest move or not. I'm glad it all turned out well. And thank you for telling the story. We really appreciate it.
Okay. Hey, you're welcome. Have a really good day.
You can enjoy your favorite equine videos all in one place with Ride TV, the ultimate equine streaming platform. The newly relaunched Ride TV has all the series you love, like Rockstar Vets and Mini Horses, plus top-tier training videos and event footage from BarrelRacing.com and Horse and Rider On Demand. Whether you're ready to relax with your favorite series, binge-watch competition footage, or train with a world champion, subscribe to Ride TV today for only $19.99 to see where your ride takes you. Visit RideTVGo.tv to subscribe.
For first-time horse owners and new riders, finding the information and support you need can be challenging. That's why Equine Network has partnered with Sentinel and Absorbine to bring you My New Horse. From important horsekeeping information and how-to videos to social media communities, exclusive experiences, and more, My New Horse is your one-stop shop for riders of all levels and disciplines looking for easy-to-understand horse care information and guidance. Start your horse ownership journey today. Visit mynewhorse.com.
Okay, Jamie, I have a choice for you.
Okay.
We can do a study show, which I discovered I haven't done in like a couple of months, believe it or not. Or I can give you amazing chicken facts. Which would you like?
So I'm more a fan of the interactive type of experience than me just listening to you read things. So I would go with study show.
No, really?
Yeah.
Oh, God, I thought you were going chicken facts.
Listen, I know everything about chickens, so I
think I
don't,
you might learn something with the chicken facts. We'll get to that another day.
You'll have to save that.
All right. Study show for those that are new. I take a look usually once a month, and all I do is type in study show into Google, and I look at the last month, and I see what we've wasted our money on studying in the last month. Because as we've discovered doing this for about 10 years, is we study the same things all the time. We spend tons of money studying the same things all the time. I will say that sometimes we get different answers, but usually the answers we get, we go like, duh, we knew that already. So,
yeah.
And now Jamie and you will at home are also going to guess what these results of some of these studies were. So let's get started with studies show that achieving goals starts by...
Studies show that achieving goals... See, sometimes I'm really funny and sometimes I'm not. Like, and this feels like one of the not days, but studies show achieving goals by, I mean, obviously drinking heavily.
In your case, that's probably how it does happen from what we learned.
That's where my big ideas come from, okay?
It's where your horses come from.
Exactly.
And one of our auditors had that problem recently, too. I don't know if you noticed. I won't mention her by name, but she said she did a little drinking and bought a horse on an auction. And I said, wow, she's just like Jamie.
Oh, my God. Tell me who that is because she's my new friend.
Studies show achieving goals starts by writing them down. And anybody that's taken a goal setting lesson or course learns the first thing you have to do to achieve your goals, write them down, which is why I've never achieved any goals because I'm not good at writing the down part.
See, I find that writing things down, like setting goals is limiting. Like if you set a goal, you're just going to get to the goal. But if you don't write it down, you don't set a goal, you might pass that.
There you go. Okay. You need to write a book. Studies show.
You know I'm right.
This one cracks me up. Studies show that the person in front of you at a Chipotle is?
Probably the devil. Because, like, seriously, can you not just order the freaking lettuce on it? And why do you have to have that, like, put on separate? And then, like, oh, my God, you know, I don't want red peppers in it. I just want the onions and the green peppers, no red peppers in it. Ugh.
Oh, and what's that meat? What that has a funny name. What is that meat?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, well, you were close. Studies show that the person in front of you at a Chipotle is always ordering for the first time in their entire miserable life.
That's what I'm saying. It's like... Oh, there's a place in Atlanta called Moe's Burritos, and you walk in and they go, "Welcome to Moe's," and just prepare yourself because there's 9,000 choices on how to make a burrito, and they have funny names. Like, can I get the Art Vandelay? But like, yes. I don't want any onions, but I do. If you add some corn, now I'm hungry.
Yeah, great. I haven't eaten Chipotle in a while either, but I do like when you're in a Chipotle, and this happens very rarely, when the person in front of you is like, I want this, this, and this, and this, and they're through the line in about 10 seconds, and you're like, yes.
What's that like?
Studies show that the health benefits of being a vegan, well, wait a minute, let me read this one again. Oh. Studies show that the health benefits of being a vegan, I don't even know if I wrote this right, but basically it says research shows vegan diet leads to nutritional deficiencies. Well, everybody that's a vegan knows that, and they take supplement vitamins.
Yeah, we prep for that.
Yeah, I mean, that's like, okay, that's one of those dumb studies.
And I will tell you that my vegan diet, the way that I combated the vitamin deficiencies is I just started eating cheese.
Oh, I thought you were going to say wine.
I mean, it's a vegan diet. The wine, you don't have to give up. But the vegan diet, you have to give up cheese. And that was the thing that I missed the most. I was deficient in cheese, Glenn.
Well, if you're going to be deficient in anything, I don't know that I could live without cheese. I have to live without a lot of things with my stupid Lyme disease. But cheese... I couldn't live without cheese.
The longest I made it in a vegan diet was 7 months. And do you know what broke me?
Cheese.
Well, it's a situational thing. So I went to Monty Roberts and his wife. We were having dinner. And I'm having dinner with Pat Roberts, who has made dinner for everybody. And she's just such a sweet lady. And everybody's eating. And they're all eating, you know, meat. But she knew I was a vegetarian. So she made a little veggie lasagna and brought it out. And I was like, at that point, I was vegan. I'm like, what kind of dick would I be if I was like, I'm sorry. Thank you for making me a separate meal, but I don't eat cheese. So I like ate the lasagna. And I was like, I'm back. I'm back.
This happened to us at Helena's last week. So Buck is a good cook, and he cooked for us so much while we were there. And he made asparagus the one night. And I'm not an asparagus fan, but he made the white asparagus. And I said, well, I got to eat it, right? Because we're here and I got to eat it. So I actually kind of liked it. I don't know if the white tastes different than the green, but I kind of liked it.
It's funny what you do. And also, like, in that same vein, what you do for love, because the first, like, weekend I spent with Chad, we were dating, he made a big breakfast. I'd flown out to Phoenix and I was like there and he made a breakfast and he made eggs and I ate them. He now knows how dedicated I was.
Because you don't like eggs or you just can't eat them? I can't remember.
I don't like them.
Okay.
I mean, if I'm going to eat them, I have to cook them. They have to be super dry, covered in cheese and hot sauce, and like to where I can't taste them, and then roll them up in a burrito. You know, that's just the egg that I need. And he like scrambled eggs with milk. And it was like cottage cheese eggs. Like I'm sorry. I love my husband. He is not a great cook. But he was like, now we look back and he's like, can I make you some breakfast? I'm like, no. God, you must have
some waffles. You
really liked me back then. I was like, I did. I still remember how that tasted, and I just ate it and smiled.
I love eggs, and I'm allergic to them and haven't had one in 5. I just love them in every shape or form. It just sucks. All right. Studies show one daily routine is negatively impacting our health, and 76% of Americans are affected.
Smoking.
No, that wouldn't be 76% of Americans.
One daily routine. Yes. Am I supposed to really get you want a real answer?
Yeah, real answer.
I think that daily routine of driving.
Yes, you're absolutely right. Ding, ding,
really?
Ding. Driving a car makes people more depressed, more sleep deprived, and less mentally healthy across the board. And drive around here in Florida, you're definitely going to feel that.
Yeah.
Studies show that you got that. You're doing good today.
That's my first one in like 15 years I've ever gotten right. So let's go with it.
Studies show that people tend to fail short.
Those goals they wrote down earlier in the
studies. My God, ding, ding, ding. Short of their New Year's goals. Yeah, we already knew that. We know that 99% of people don't do their New Year's goals, but we had to study it and spend money on it. And big surprise, you don't even have to guess this one, more people are using CBD products than ever before. No kidding. Now, this is a shocking one because it just goes against their nature. A growing number of Canadians in a 2023 study were shown to be
unhappy.
Yes.
They're like the happiest people
on
the planet.
You've gotten almost everyone today. Less happy. That's right. Less happy. The world's actually getting to Canadians. That tells you how bad it is. this is one that I went, we spent money on this? Really? American Express survey shows U.S. holidays are important for small businesses. Yes.
Am I supposed to guess something? Like
No, there wasn't a lot to guess there. There was no way I could make it for a guessing game. But yeah, they have small businesses. Christmas is important. No kidding.
So a credit card company studies spending, and that was good money.
Yeah.
Well done.
In what committee? They probably had a committee in the office one day. What can we study? This is what they came up with. This is a surprising one for me because your boss would make you think otherwise. Using your personal phone at work is good or bad?
Using your personal phone for work or
at
just
work.
For like, at are work. You doing Wordle?
Just says at work.
I'm assuming that it's frowned upon.
Yeah. And this study said using your personal phone at work does no harm. They found that it doesn't really harm the workplace and you still get your work done. Yeah.
Okay.
A lot of employers, you're not allowed to.
I can waste a whole lot of time on a phone.
What percentage of parents are still supporting their adult children even up to the age of 40? Now, the study looked at over 25. What percentage of parents are still supporting their adult children over the age of 25?
Oh, gosh. I mean, I know so many off the top of my head. So I would say it's at least 25%, 20%.
65%.
Oh my God, I was way off.
Well, we knew that kids were staying longer, right, with their parents. But I wouldn't have guessed that amount. But that also includes them helping them financially, I think, too. So
yeah, but if my son is like, can you tuck me in at 40? I'm going to be like, get out.
Can you read me a bedtime story?
Yeah.
Oh, and coffee. You don't even have to guess this one. There were two.
Make your poop.
Drinking coffee could lower the risk of stroke and dementia. And then the next one said, studies revealed that caffeine can harm your decision-making skills. I always thought they helped your decision-making skills, but I guess I was wrong. Look at that. All right.
I drink it before the show, so I'm going to go with the latter.
Let's do some really bad ads. Thank you for tolerating Studies Show.
He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader. Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trading. They tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading. Well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
Well, that's right. It is time for Really Bad Ads, that time of the week when listeners submit ads from Craigslist or Facebook, and we just have a little bit of fun with them. We give away some prizes as well, and this month, the prizes are a year of Spalding Fly Predators. We've talked a lot about Spalding in the last couple of weeks. That's up to $250 value. You know what? In most of the parts of the country, those flies are going to start to come out. I know ours have. I don't know about yours, Jamie, but they're here. They're here, and we know that Spalding Fly Predators really do work, so you're going to want to win that one. Also, an annual subscription to U.S. Rider. The 24/7 nationwide plan covers everything from lockouts and jump starts to towing your vehicles, trucks, and trailers. You're covered whether you're towing or not. So you're going to get a one-year membership to that as well. One nice thing about theirs is they have U.S. customer service. You're going to talk to a person that actually speaks English and lives here. And then also, it covers you know, when you're not towing your trailer, just you know, driving your car around. So that's a cool thing, and it's usrider.com. All right, let's do some really bad ads. Oh, we have a bunch of people, don't we, that we're not going to get to today because there were so many.
Yes. You guys are entered for the prizes. Rebecca, Amy, Rhonda, Aaron, Taylor, Melinda, and we're going to start with Kelly's, who has a fantastic picture. Good Lord. This is from the British Eventing Facebook page. And the ad is, anyone want a horse that won't stop jumping? Evidence below. I've taken on way more talent than I know what to do with. Bought her as an event prospect. Obviously, cross country won't be comfortable for me or her. I don't get that because it looks great. So putting the feelers out for anyone looking for a 15-2 Kidam de Revelle, Oboes quality mare, broken in by myself as a true amateur with no issues.
Wait a minute. Does the person have no issues? Or the horse have no issues?
You or her. Yeah. I mean, I'm on medication, so I'm no issues. Great to load clip.
To load clip?
Yeah, great to load clip, period. Hacks out brilliant
in
company.
You know, I've never tried clipping the horse in the trailer. Maybe that's a way to do it.
I think it's a special shape of a clip a trailer into the side of the, I don't know. Seems completely fearless. Obviously an absolute jumping machine, a true blank canvas. Video and comments of her loose schooling and hacking. Apart from the fact that she preferred to jump than event, I have a humongous vet bill from 2 septic joint flushes and colic, and therefore she's become collateral for these. Now,
$11,500.
I don't know what that means, but I will tell you that the photo is of the horse in an arena and it is jumping out.
Free jumping like, without a rider. Yes.
No rider. Just skyrocketing out of the 6-foot fence that is surrounding the arena. And that is a fantastic picture. So basically buy a horse that runs away.
Runs away and costs this person a ton of money in vet bills. That's really selling it there.
Is that like... I mean, that's what this is not very clear. Like, did she have the septic joint flushes and the colics, or is she the one good one that you're going to move on? I don't know.
I don't know either. Very confused. That's why it's a bad ad right there. Exactly. Steph sent this one in. It's a 2-year-old stud, $1,500 in Wisconsin. Location, Merrill, Wisconsin. It's a meat wrangler stud, coming 2 years old, birthday April 9th. We bought him rescuing in hopes he would be in hopes he would be our next setup horse, but he's way smaller than what we want. We believe he has some pony in him as well. Was told he was Paint Palomino, unsure of the parents.
So I'm also unsure that he's two, because it looks like a weanling.
He does look pretty young. Maybe the picture was taken a long time ago.
Sure.
Step up horse. I see, we don't know enough of the Western. I don't know what a step up horse is. Or is a horse that's after your previous one?
Like, exactly. Step up horse is you've had a pony and you're ready to get something more athletic, but this is a pony. This is like Taco Tuesday.
Yeah.
Just like, you know.
Was told he was a Paint Palomino. He's completely black. I guess a Paint Palomino could be completely black, but yeah, who knows?
Let me make another vote for not drinking and buying horses. Just me. This one came from Chloe and Allie. Both sent this one in. Wow. Steve, 12.2 riding gelding. Is he? This is Steve.
Oh my God, look at the picture.
I know. So I'm saying, is he a riding gelding? This is Steve. Steve tries to deck you, and Steve is for sale. He is the perfect example of what not to buy your child. He has no health or medical issues. He's just awful to ride. But he's very sweet on the ground. Not that it makes up for him being ridden. He's only 6 and 12.2. So maybe someone would like a slightly violent project.
And we're not.
The pictures are of Steve in full, like, if you were to draw a bucking horse, like, in mid-buck, this is a girl who is definitely over the height limit for usually riding a pony like Steve. But she's sticking it. She's got good position. He's full buck. And then the next one, he's full rear. I mean, if this doesn't tell you.
You know, when you were looking, you were recently looking for a project horse. Were you looking for one that was slightly violent?
No. I prefer not violent.
Yeah, most people do. At least they only wanted 500 pounds for that one. So that was good.
I mean, it's like he's free.
It's in England. You could have him shipped over for 10 grand. No problem.
Sold.
Kayla sent this one in, and Kayla actually read it herself.
Hey guys, it's Kayla from Maybe Michigan, bringing you a really bad ad from the Yearlings and 2-Year-Olds Facebook page. So this one says, looking for a yearling, pregfer filly, but can be any gender. Disney have to have papers and has to be in the very, very low XXX. So I don't know if anyone maybe has like a Disney pony readily available for this one, but they're looking, as long as it's cheap, like XXX cheap.
I thought she said Disney. I was like, where does that come in?
I want a Disney pony.
You can get Disney ponies when they retire them. They actually do. They do retire them out to people. But there's a
waiting list. I want Maximus.
Oh, okay. Well,
like the cartoon Disney.
They had Maximus when we were there and did the interview. They had Maximus there. And I'm sure at some point, but the waiting list is about 5,000 people long on Disney horses. So,
wow.
Yeah. Jolene sent the next one in. It's our trailer of the week. No, not really. It was a trailer at one time of the week. 14-foot stock cattle trailer for $400. Cattle trailer for sale. Needs a lot of work. That's kind of an understatement, because this is the first one that literally does not have any floor, and all the cross beams are broken on the floor. There literally is no floor, and all the cross... Usually the cross beams are there, and the wood's just rotted out. Here, the entire metal part has rotted out. Everything is rotted out. There's no way you could use this. I don't even know how you'd get it to the scrapyard. You'd have to put it on a flatbed trailer.
You'd have to pick it up with a helicopter and like.
Well, that's the other thing. You need a big tractor to pick it up. I don't know. This is not $400. This is pay $400 to have this one taken away.
Yeah, this is a disaster. And at least they're honest. I mean, they give us a very clear picture of the fact that there's no floor inside it at all.
Did you see the story? I forget where this was, and I didn't write it down, unfortunately. Did you see the story of the horse that fell out of the trailer and ended up on the highway? It was Alabama. So it was Alabama. There was reports, called to the police, reports of a horse running down a major highway, and apparently it had fallen out of a gooseneck trailer. How's a horse fall out of a trailer?
Oh, I don't want to know. That sounds terrible.
How does that happen? I don't know either.
Okay, well, Faith, send in the next one. This is Southeast Georgia Horse and Tack Facebook page. And here's the one everyone is looking for. Solid White Minnie Gelden rides independently or Great Pony and with another horse. Sorrel Gelden, around 14 hands, around 16 years old, lows like a champ. Great family horses. Minnie, 800. Okay. Sorrel, 1200. Both, 1800. Oh my God. So it's free, Glenn. It's a discount if you buy both.
I kind of don't know who rides the Minnie Gelding.
No, I just want you to scroll down and look at the picture.
Oh, okay. Oh my God.
So it's a picture of the Sorrel Gelding being ridden down the road and their pony and the little white Minnie. And all you can see of the human are his, well, he's shirtless, it appears.
It's
and
Georgia.
All you can see are his legs in the air. This is like, and his foot is stuck in the stirrup. He's falling off, though. It's like mid-fall.
Or is he doing that as a trick to show you how good these ponies are?
I don't know why anybody would do that on purpose.
Maybe he's a Georgia shirtless trick rider.
This is really bad. I mean,
and his shorts and
there's
his boots.
no mention of the photo and the ad. Just like, yeah, they're just for sale. And I was like, this wasn't a terrible ad. I mean, they're discounted. Oh, there's the picture.
It is a classic picture, that's for sure. Rory sent in the next one. This has nothing to do with horses. Free almonds must go as soon as possible. Yes, the nut. I accidentally ordered 50 pounds of almonds instead of 5 pounds. That's a lot of almonds. Please, my wife will kill me. Taking any is appreciated.
Oh my God, 50 pounds of almonds? Think
of
a feed bag full of almonds.
That's a lot of almond butter you could make with that. Wow. I like almonds.
That's pretty awesome.
I don't like 50 pounds of almonds.
No, yeah. I don't need 50-pound bag. It's like taking a bag of your horse food, opening up the top, and just chomping away. Just go for it. Nancy sent the next one in. Blue Roan Mare, $5,000. 9-year-old Hancock Blue Valentine Mare. If you are a family who rides together, this is not the horse for your wife, your nieces or nephews, or your young-at-heart grampy. This is a big mare with a big build, a big stride, and a big attitude. She will bushwhack with the best of them and not care a bit if you forget to duck under that low branch and get yanked right out of the saddle, and she'll leave you behind with a bloody nose and damaged ego. Not to worry, because she'll find her way back to camp, probably before you do, and help herself to a cold one. If you've got what it takes to handle her, she's yours for a mere $5,000. Sound, fat, and proud. Come and get her. Are we all sound, fat, and proud? Woo!
That seems overpriced for a mare that's going to kill you. It does. Yeah. I'm just saying. Yeah. It does seem a bit overpriced.
She is that blue roan in the picture, and she's trotting, and she's fat and proud. So
I like how honest they were. They were definitely honest in this ad.
Well, that's the theme to this week is everybody's very honest.
Very honest, yes. Every ad's been very honest. And I haven't wanted to buy any of them yet.
Not a one.
Loreen sent this one in. Loreen read it. Yay, Loreen. Finally, back to work. All right, Loreen.
Good morning. It's Loreen Barden. And I'm going to read a really bad ad. It's a Craigslist ad, and it's for an AQHA mare, $1,000. And there's a picture of a very, very dirty white horse. AQHA mare, 15 years. Papers lost. Original owner can't find them. She's about 14 hands, neck reins. Was told she was used a gaming horse.
Dealer.
She very quiet, easy to handle and tack. I did have her out a trail. She does need shoes. She was very ouchy. Fine, it the grass. She wasn't spooky, but she was too fire up on way home, and she did crow pop a few times. She is slightly swamp back. She did have her teeth. She did just have her teeth floated, feet term. She has her shots and coggins. She doesn't need any special diet. She loads, pick up her feet with no fight. She needs a retirement home where she can just have a life of being a trail horse. Please no trades. I want to downsize. 1,000 OBO, I can't not haul. So if you want this trail horse who gets fired up on the way home in Crow Pops, it's all yours for $1,000. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Good to have you back, Lorraine.
It is funny. I look at ads here. There's the Oklahoma Horse Facebook page, and people are like, what do you have to trade? And it is amazing. People like trade horses on Facebook. It is very bizarre.
I haven't heard the term swamp-backed in forever.
Is that a real thing?
Yeah, that's what they, you know, sway-backed, swamp-backed, that's kind of what they mean. But I haven't heard that term in forever, which probably means this horse is 24 and not 14. And this had dealer written all over it. All over it. Very well read, though, Lorraine. Good job. That was a tough one to read, too. Well, that's it for today's ads. Everybody that submitted is entered into the drawing, which we'll be probably doing in the next, I don't know, next week or the week after. It's the middle of March already.
I know. It's crazy.
It's March 15th. April's here soon. Sheesh. All right. Well, that's it for today. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. We appreciate it. Hang on, auditors. We'll chat in the post show for a couple of minutes. And we really appreciate you being here. Have a terrific weekend. If it's nice where you are, get out and get a ride.
Bay Nergal, everybody. Have a good one.